Experts say the Taliban is targeting soft targets such as schools to send a message that it's still a force in Pakistan. At least 20 people have been killed in an attack on a Pakistani university campus. It's just over a year since a school massacre in Peshawar, which left more than 130 children dead. Sarah Sedgiu reports.
In Pakistan, students were once again targets when four militants stormed the Bacha Khan University firing guns. This student survived the attack.
I was inside the university and a militant fired towards us. At that time, I was close to security people. The security personnel told us to run. The terrorists had entered the university.
Educational institutions and students in Pakistan have too often been the target of insurgent violence. Just more than a year ago, a school in Peshawar was attacked by the Taliban. It was the deadliest terrorist attack in Pakistan. 141 people died, most of them children. Dr. Claude Rakovitz, a senior fellow at Georgetown University in Washington and a non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, says insurgents target schools to send a message.
Not all targets can be protected by the military. And the reason they attack these soft targets, especially schools, universities, is that, one, they're easy. It also sends a message to the Pakistani civilian population that, look, guys, we can attack anytime, anywhere we want to, and the military cannot protect your children.
It's not exactly clear whether the Taliban is behind the university attack. While one factional commander of the Taliban says it is, and that the violence is revenge against the army's crackdown on the Taliban, its main spokesman denies this. To Dr. Rakovitz, it's more indication of just how the Pakistani Taliban isn't a united organisation.
The Pakistan Taliban is highly divided because they're not all very happy with the leadership of the Pakistan Taliban. But also, not all of them believe in killing civilians or targeting schools. So that's the big issue. But it's important to remember as well that the military has been now in an operation against the Pakistani Taliban in the tribal areas now for over 18 months, and they've been extremely effective in reducing the number of terrorist attacks in Pakistan. But having said that, they're still very much able to attack here, there, and everywhere, pretty much whenever they want to. And it's very difficult to know what's the next move that the government and the military of Pakistan can actually do to stop these horrendous attacks.
And across the border in Afghanistan, the Taliban there is also continuing its campaign of violence. The Afghan Taliban has claimed responsibility for the death of seven people in Kabul. A suicide bomber drove a car carrying explosives into a minibus. It was targeting employees of an independent television broadcaster. Days ago, the Afghan government called on the Taliban to resume peace talks, but Dr. Rakovitz says the insurgency continues its campaign.
Now, the Afghan Taliban is also highly divided as well. They've got a new leader there by the name of Mullah Mansour, who again is not accepted by everyone. And the problem with a divided insurgency movement is that it makes it much more difficult to know who to talk to if you actually talk to them at the table. But having said that, the Taliban in Afghanistan are gaining ground. They are winning on the ground. And it's not difficult to understand why, given that if with 100,000 plus troops from NATO, including Australian troops, we were not able to defeat them, what would 10, 15,000 US and other NATO troops be able to do, especially given that most of them are for training purposes?
Dr. Claude Rakovitz, senior fellow at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and a non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, ending Sarah Sedgiu's report.